Hare Krishna. Jai Radhe. Om Gyan Timrindasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, Satyadeva Prabhu, for giving me this opportunity to speak today. Hare Krishna. Personally, I was thinking that I have no qualification to speak about Srimati Radharani, but I just wanted to make an insignificant attempt on my part just to purify myself and say something about her. Jai Radha Madan Mohan. Srimati Radharani, she's a supreme pleasure potency of Krishna. And Krishna is Anandamaya, that is, he is full of pleasure. And to experience a pleasure, you can't experience alone. You need someone, a companion, to experience that pleasure. And so Krishna, he expanded himself into every particle in this universe. And Srimati Radharani is the most supreme pleasure potency. We as part and parcel of Krishna are also supposed to give some pleasure to the Supreme Lord, but we cannot give it to the extent which Srimati Radharani can give. So that's why she said that she's a supreme pleasure potency. She's Haladini Shakti. And she's the internal potency of the Supreme Lord. Everybody is trying to understand Krishna in some or the other way, like Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschidyatati Siddhaye Itatamapi Siddhanam Kaschinmam Veti Tatvataha. And Krishna also says, Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanaman Mam Prapajyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabaha. There are so many devotees trying to understand Krishna in many ways, but very few actually understand Krishna in truth. And even in Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says, Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayo rathapi manaso muni pungavanam. Like, everybody is trying to drill their respiratory system and trying to do many pranayam. They're doing yoga, everything. And what their goal is actually is try to understand Krishna, but which is very rare and very difficult to understand. When everybody is trying to understand Krishna, what Krishna is doing is he's trying to understand Srimati Radharani. So that's a supreme position that, like Krishna, he's Purnam, Om Purnamada Purnamidam. He's complete in himself. He doesn't need anything else to understand. He knows everything. Vedas are emanating from him. But one thing he doesn't know is the love of Srimati Radharani towards him. So that is the thing which he cannot understand. In order to understand that love that Srimati Radharani has for Krishna, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee, to experience that mood of Srimati Radharani. So we find on our own, if Krishna cannot understand Srimati Radharani, then what is our qualification to understand? But Srila Prabhupada says that according to the previous acharyas and all the previous sages have followed this, and they said that on your own you cannot understand, but if you approach Srimati Radharani, then she will help you understand Krishna, or she will guide you to Krishna. So that is her supreme position. So today being Radhashtami and Radharani being the most beloved of Lord Krishna, like she's Hari Priya, like Tapta Ganchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. So we offer our obeisances to Radharani with the intention that please help us understand Krishna. Since Radharani is very, very dear to Lord Krishna, Krishna would do anything for Radharani. So if you go to Radharani, because her mood is to love Krishna, if any devotee is coming to her saying that I want to do some service to Krishna, she becomes very happy. And she says that she thinks that this devotee is better than me. So, and she presents us to Krishna on Radharani's recommendation, then Krishna will easily accept us. So we have a long process of speculation and trying to understand the Vedas and trying to understand the Supreme Person. And there is a simple and sublime process given to us by previous acharyas to go and approach Srimati Radharani and ask for her mercy and blessings to understand Krishna. So following the easy process, that is Bhejare Munayothagre Bhagvanta Madhukshajam Sattvam Vishuddham Kshemaya Kalpante Yenutahana. If you follow the previous acharyas and sages, they are guaranteed of success because they've already tried it and it's proven to be successful. As I already mentioned, that understanding Radharani is very difficult, but for our own purification, I would just like to glorify by saying some of her pastimes. One is her quality of being supremely merciful, like she's the most merciful. And there's a story, you might have heard about this, about the jackal, that there was a jackal near Radha Kunda. And the jackal was trying to be there, and the cowherd boys, they were just trying to chase away the jackal. So they were trying to hit with the stones, and in many ways they were trying to chase the jackal, and then the jackal didn't know what to do, so it went into a hole. And the cowherd boys, what they did was they put some wood and they just set fire to that hole. So the jackal was screaming, didn't know what to do. So the jackal was screaming. And then one of Radharani's friends saw that, and they informed Radharani. And Radharani, being so merciful by her nature, she took pity on the jackal, and then she asked them to bring the jackal to her, and then she actually patted the jackal, you know. And I heard from my spiritual master that we're all like jackal-like mentality that we have, and that we're burning in this fire of this material existence. And then if we just somehow or other try to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, then we will be freed of all these material miseries. Another aspect of Srimati Radharani I would like to glorify is her beauty. She's supremely beautiful. And it is said that Krishna is attractive. Krishna means all attractive. And he's attracting everyone in this world. Like everybody is attracted to Krishna. So that's why he's also called as Madan Mohan. But Radharani is actually stolen the heart of Krishna. So she's called as Madan Mohan Mohini. So she's extremely beautiful. And it's hard to perceive her real beauty because we don't have the eyes to see. And we have to have that salve of love, which we don't. But if you see the deities here, Radharani, she looks extremely beautiful. To our limited capacity, we can appreciate that beauty to see how extremely beautiful she is. Another pastime I wanted to mention was that Krishna loves Radharani so much that he goes to any extent just to get her glance for once, or just to get her embrace, or anything he would do. So there is a pastime. I was meditating while we were doing the Julan Yatra for the Janmashtami festival. That in the month of Shravan, when the rains come in India, in Vrindavan, it becomes very hot and humid. So everybody, the Julan Yatra festival goes on, that where the deities, the Radha Krishna, they sit on the swing, and just to get away from that hot weather, they just try to swing so they can get some air. And during that time, every time Radharani goes back to her place, to Vrishabhanu Maharaj, to Varshana, and And she was and somebody, usually the tradition was that somebody comes and takes them, like pick them up and take them to their house. So Radharani was waiting for somebody to come, and nobody came, and she was so morose. And then she saw somebody from Varshana, and she told them that, can you get this message to my father that I'm waiting for him and nobody came to pick me up? And then that person goes and delivers that message to Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and immediately Vrishabhanu Maharaj sent Sridhama to Radharani's brother to pick her up. And she, when she goes, she's so happy to see her parents. She was feeling so much of separation from them. And she spends nice time with her family. And at that time, she was swinging on one of the jhulan, or the swing, which they tie on the trees. And she was swinging, but still she was feeling that separation, that Krishna was not there to enjoy with her. And Krishna, knowing Radharani's heart, he always makes some inconceivable arrangements on going and meeting Radharani. So he disguised himself and he came to swing along with Radharani. And he came and he was swinging Radharani, and Radharani was on the swing. And he deliberately swung Radharani very fast, so that, you know, Radharani would scream. And as soon as Krishna was swinging fast, Radharani was screaming, Krishna, please help, please help. And then immediately Krishna climbed up on the swing, and Radharani embraced him because she was afraid. So just to get an embrace from Radharani, Krishna actually was tricking her by swinging her very fast. So just shows that how much love that Krishna has for Radharani, and the same vice versa. These are some of the pastimes I was thinking about. And Radharani's love for Krishna is in the mood of separation, Vipralamba Bhav. That they always, because, and it said that Vipralamba Bhav is the highest stage of ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya, when he came to experience that love, he was also always crying out for Krishna. At night, he would just forget everything. He would go to and fall in the ocean, and he would do so many things just searching out for Krishna. And even the previous acharyas, the Shad Goswamis, they also, Goshantavi Sarvato Vajapure, like they're always crying. They are in Vrindavan, but they're searching for Krishna always. Krishna, are you, Krishna and Radharani, are you in are you on the hills of Govardhan? Are you under the tree? Where are you? They're searching always. And that mood of always longing for Krishna or searching for Krishna is supposed to be the highest form of love for Krishna. And since we're all aspiring to somehow or other trying to get that love for Krishna, Prabhupada said in one of his lectures that we should search in our own hearts. We don't have to go to Vrindavan, but we can search in our own heart for Krishna. Because love for Krishna is dormant in each and every living entity. No matter if they're devotee, non-devotee, doesn't matter. It's dormant in everyone. But we just know how to access it. And I heard from my spiritual master that the way to access the love for Krishna is through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it's ironic that though that love for Krishna is there within our heart, we don't realize it. I was just thinking about this because when children play, they play with a ball, and somehow it goes under the table or a sofa, and immediately they just panic. They don't see the ball, so they're just thinking, where is the ball? And they start crying. But the parents, they say, okay, it's under the sofa. When you go and see the ball underneath, the first anxiety, at least half of it, is relieved that, okay, there is the ball. And they try to take away with a stick if they can't reach it and things like that. So somehow they try to get it to them. In the same way, the previous acharyas and our spiritual master is teaching us that the love for Krishna is there, and they're showing us, you know, the stick, how to get it off is the holy chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And at least initially, we may not completely realize this fact that at least theoretically we know that love is there. We can access through the chanting. We may not realize it, but in one of the purports of the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says that even though you don't follow all of the injunctions completely, but if you have faith, that it is there and you can access it. And without accepting any defeat, you continue in your Krishna consciousness, then soon you'll realize that knowledge and that love for Krishna within our heart. So I sincerely pray to Radharani to help me understand this and help me realize this one day by serving her in some insignificant way. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.